Okay, welcome back to the Beauty Brand Launchpad Podcast. Guys, this is going to be kind of a short and sweet episode. It's going to be off the cuff. It's going to be just a lot of ways a stream of consciousness. And I want to talk about what shifts I'm seeing in social media, what shifts I'm seeing in marketing, and how you can use this to attract more of your ideal audience and really build that true deep connection that we're all looking for so we can turn those people, those followers, into potential students of ours. So with that being said, let's jump into the episode. Welcome to the Beauty Brand Launchpad. I'm your host, Mark Kaiser, aka Mr. Mags, and here we're diving deep with tangible tips, tricks, and mindsets to take your beauty business to the next level so you can stop trading your time for money and start building your future. Because I truly believe that once you've equipped yourself with the knowledge of what's possible for your beauty brand and the steps of how to get there, it's just a matter of finding the path that best aligns with you. So come join me as we go through this journey together and have this be the launchpad for the beauty business of your dreams. So like I said, we're talking about the trends I'm starting to see, the shifts I'm starting to see when it comes to our social media, what's working, what's not, and where I think marketing or online courses are going to go, and what I'm applying and seeing if it's going to work and what you can test out as well to make more of a connection with your audience. And so the first thing that I want to talk about is that I'm making a shift and I'm putting myself out there that I'm going to be creating 365 pieces of content next year. That's one of my big goals, one of the big things that I'm working towards in 2023 is to show up more consistently on social media. And so when I was breaking down this goal of creating 365 pieces of content, that feels like a lot, right? Like I wanted to be able to post something every single day for 2023 and just see what happens. Like I'm approaching this from a scientific spot, like I talk about so often, is that I'm just gonna put something out there for a consistent amount of time and just see what happens, see what works. No expectations, no feelings of, you know, going this one direction. Like, yes, I want this to be successful. Yes, I want this to grow my following. Yes, I want to, you know, get my brand out there. But I know that it's there's more things that are happening and more benefits that are going along with creating 365 pieces of content. One is that I'm creating structure, I'm creating discipline, and I'm creating habits. These are crucial for anyone who's wanting to reach any amount of success with their business or taking their business to the next level. Because the things that got you to where you're at now probably aren't going to get to where you want to go with your online courses or making your online courses even better. Like you have to be more disciplined is what I'm finding. Interestingly enough, like I found that with online courses and like being your own boss in general, like it takes a certain amount of discipline because you have no one to answer to. You have no one breathing down your neck. You have no one making sure that you're doing whatever when you're your own boss, right? And so it takes a level of discipline to show up consistently, to do the things that you need to do. And I found that having habits in place are really the biggest thing because for me, the past 2 years of doing my business, like I think we're just about the 2 year mark, which is wild to think about. And you know, I've talked about this before. I didn't really start really pushing it until the summer of last year. So, you know, call it a year and a half, give or take, but technically we're coming up on the anniversary of 2 years of Beauty Brand Launchpad, Online Beauty Empire. And it's been a journey. So now that we're hitting the 2 year mark, I'm realizing more and more that I need discipline because online courses can be also a way for you to get lazy. And I found that with myself too, because like you create this asset, you create the course, you create the core components of like your sales page with it. And you do all the copywriting on there, you get your sales video, you figure out your emails that you're gonna do for your launch. And what's nice about that is yes, it is an asset and you get to reuse those assets over and over again every time you launch your course because you don't wanna keep reinventing the wheel every time because that's just more work for you and it's getting away from like if you saw some initial success with your first launch, keep doing those things that made you successful. Don't switch it up just because you're bored kind of thing, right? And so I fell into the opposite end of that trap though, unfortunately. And because I had these assets working for me, it almost made me lazier in a sense. And I didn't focus on the other aspects of my business that needed attention because I hadn't created the discipline and the habits to be successful and to do those things consistently. And one of those things, because I've really struggled. I struggle so much with content creation and doing it consistently because, one, I just don't love social media. I've talked about this before. But on the other hand, I know that it's crucial for my business to grow. If I want to build this brand, if I want to be the person in the beauty industry that's teaching online courses, I need to be showing up consistently. There's no way around it. And so that's why I made this to be my goal for going into 2023, is to create 365 pieces of content for the year. But instead of waiting until January 1st, I did a couple things to make sure that I'm more likely to hit my goals in 2023. And one of the things that I did is I'm not waiting till January 1st to implement it. I'm not waiting till Monday to launch, to start my diet. I'm starting it now. And one of the things that I realized that was stopping me from creating consistent pieces of content, well, there's a couple things. The first being, like, this podcast, for example, I do a video podcast, and because I'm on video, I feel more pressure to look good. Like, I don't want to look like a complete slob and, you know, just be in the gym clothes that I'd be wearing all day. And so that was just an excuse for me to not do what I needed to do, which affected how consistent I was with the podcast. Like, I was letting motivation dictate my results. And as you know, motivation is fleeting. It comes and goes. And so I knew I needed to create discipline. And if I was going to create discipline, I needed to take out any excuses that were stopping me and any barriers that were going to get in my way to be the most successful. And so the first barrier, the first habit that I'm starting to instill, and I've been doing that now for, been doing it for about a week now, is that, you know, normally I work out in the morning, and then after I work out, sometimes I'll meditate, but most of the time I'll go straight to my computer. I'll get a little bit of work done, whatever else, you know, kind of dilly dally, you know, if I'm on TikTok scrolling a little bit, or Instagram, or maybe I'll watch a video on YouTube or whatever else. And then I'm like, okay, let's get to work. And by that time I'm like, oh, I'm kind of hungry. So it's like, it's around lunchtime. Like, I should eat. And then I'll eat. And the moment that I start eating after I get done with lunch, my motivation drastically falls. And I was noticing this more and more. I'm like, if I get to a certain point in the day, I'm less likely to get any work done. And so I need to put new habits and new structures in place to make sure that I'm going to be successful hitting this 365 days of content. Because the excuse I always had was like, oh, I need to shower. I need to get ready. Otherwise, I'm not going to create the content. And so instead of doing, I was recognizing my schedule. I was recognizing my built-in habits. And I'm like, okay, without fail, like, this is just second nature now. I go to the gym every single morning. Like, it doesn't take a ton of motivation for me now to get out of bed and go straight to the gym. Like, it's ingrained now, and it's been great. And so I knew that I had that established. So I'm like, okay, what's the next thing that I need to do? Like, how can I use that established habit to build off of and create these new existing habits? It's a concept called anchoring. And so, like, how can I anchor this strong existing habit and anchor it to a new one that I'm looking to build? And so I'm like, okay, I know that I drag my feet on creating content because I feel like I need to get ready. So instead of directly going to my computer after a workout, I shower first thing. Or I'm gonna tell you the other thing I do if I don't shower right away. But I shower first thing because I know my most productive hours and getting the most things done happen before that lunch period, like I was talking about. So I shower right away. And I get ready. I don't give myself any excuse. So I'm ready to go. And I'm like, okay, I can just turn on the camera. I can talk to you guys. I can create this podcast and I can create this content. No problem. I'm like, okay, that's done. And so I've been putting that into place. And guys, I'm embarrassed to say, like, how much more effective I am, because I'm like, why didn't I think of this sooner? Like, this is really, as of right now, been a game changer for my productivity and finding consistency. And so I've been doing that for the past week because, again, I want to take this momentum and have that roll into 2023. Instead of waiting for till January 1st, I'm doing it now. And so I'm showing up and creating content. But the other realization that I had is, okay, yeah, I'm giving myself, I'm removing that barrier and that excuse to create content by showering right away. But also I realized that the content that I was thinking that I needed to create required a lot of work, a lot of effort, and a lot of editing, and a lot of this. And so, because I'm having allowed myself, really, I haven't allowed myself to offload this off my plate because I wanted to kind of fine tune and figure out my process anyway. I've been doing it all myself. I'll create the content and then I'll throw it into an editing program and then I'll add those fancy captions and the emojis and the sound effects it's time consuming. You know, I'm spending easily an hour to sometimes more on just a single 1 minute, a minute 30 piece of content. And, you know, it's hard when you spend that much time on something and not get the results that you want. And I'm like, okay, like I'm spending a lot of time on this content. Is it good? Yes, I think it's great. But also, and this goes into where I'm seeing trends are starting to go when it comes to social media and marketing, I noticed that I'm spending less time on Instagram. Like it's feeling like a chore to me. And I'm like, why is it feeling like a chore? And so like I dove into it a little bit more. I'm like, okay, it feels like a chore. Why does it feel like a chore? And where am I, you know, numbing myself out and consuming content elsewhere? And I found myself that I'm spending way more time on TikTok because it felt like less pressure. Like I didn't feel like I needed to comment on people's things. I didn't need to feel like I needed to like all these things and support them, right? There's this level of guilt associated to, you're like, okay, these people are, you know, like I want these people to support me, so I need to support them. And so like, you know, you almost have to be paying more attention. You can't zone out as much on TikTok, on Instagram than you can with TikTok. But then I took it another step further. I'm like, okay, what types of content am I really connecting with? What types of people am I really connecting with? And it wasn't these super polished things. It wasn't these like quick cuts and, you know, like those can be good too. Like I've gotten good value out of those types of content. But for me, I was finding it was just the ones that were like people, they got the crazy hair. Maybe they just finished at the gym. They're talking straight to their phone and then they're just giving some piece of advice or they have this realization and it's just them talking to their phone and it's real. And they're not making it sure that it's super polished or anything else like that. They're just showing up and being authentic. And so this was kind of like a light bulb moment for me. And I almost kind of feel dumb that it took me this long to realize it because like, I think there's layers, there's levels to this. And I've always known inherently that you need to show up authentically for people to be attracted to you. And you need to show up in a way that's going to get people that want to connect with you, that want to follow you, that enjoy your content, they enjoy your perspective. And so like I knew that on kind of like a surface level, but I realized too that I wasn't fully being authentic with how I was showing up because I felt like I still needed to show up in a certain way to have the good results that I was looking for with my business. Like if I wanted to attract more students, then I needed to show up in a certain way. And I needed to portray myself in a way that seems like, you know, I've got my shit together. And it was more so on Instagram. Like I feel like I'm more open on the podcast for whatever reason. If you're hearing a bunch of noise and beeps and stuff like that, that's my robot vacuum that just randomly decided to empty itself and say it's done vacuuming. So if that's the case, I'm sorry. If not, complete tangent. But like I was saying, I was showing up more authentically on my podcast, but that still wasn't attracting, like I wasn't giving that opportunity more often on my social media. And so I decided I'm going to be completely authentic. I'm not going to worry about making things super polished and worried about getting the words right or saying, you know, getting a good hook and all these different things. Like, yes, they're important, but I think if I can balance out, like, yeah, I'll do some, I'm still planning on doing the other pieces of the content and I'm still planning on repurposing this podcast and sharing clips of my podcast, but I'm going to be doing a lot of just talking straight to the camera and to be like, hey, this is the thought I have. I hope it's beneficial to you, because I'm realizing that connection is way more valuable than coming off super polished, because in a way no one connects with that. Like, do you find yourself not following these influencers anymore or like these celebrities? Like, do you find yourself like, you're like, I really don't care what they're up to. I'm like, I don't have this celeb obsessed mindset. Like I never really had that mindset and I never loved influencers or following them. Like that wasn't my thing. I guess I'm just not in their demographic, but I think I'm noticing other people picking up on this as well. It's like, they're not drawn to those things. They're not drawn to these influencers that portray this perfect lifestyle or the Kardashians that have this outlandish, you know, opportunity to live life. Like people are getting less and less connected to that. And they're wanting more real, authentic connections. And they want to hear from people that are just like them, like the normal average Joe person. And, you know, I was talking with Maggie last night. We were just cruising over to the gas station because we were like, let's get a little treat. She's like, I want a sweet tea. I'm like, okay, yeah, we can go pick up a little something at the gas station. And the topic of conversation popped up and I And I thought it was really interesting, the parallels and connections that I made. I don't know exactly how it got brought up, but the way Maggie was acting, she was joking around. It reminded me of this guy that I've seen on YouTube, and I love his content. I think his name is like not Clay or whatever, but he wears like these 90s style big sunglasses that like baseball players or like WWE wrestlers would wear or whatever else. And then he has like this little thin visor that he wears, and he has this persona and this character that he's created called Chad. And I just found it. I've seen a handful of his videos, and I just find him funny because it's just, it's so douchey. He's such a tool, but then he'll sprinkle in like these Gen Z terms and slang words that I'm like, oh, I didn't even know that was a thing. And so like it in a way, I'm like, oh, he's keeping me current. But I just found it funny because his stuff was over the top ridiculous. But the realization that I had with his content and something that I want to share with you guys, also as a little takeaway, again, this is a stream of consciousness episode. Don't have any notes or any direction on where I want to take this. So hopefully you're finding value. But the thing that I realized with Clay and with his content as Chad, his character that he created, was when I first saw it, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, that's pretty funny. And then he kept popping up. I'm like, that's pretty good. I'm actually going to share that one with one of my buddies who would appreciate that. And like, you know, he would make me chuckle. He'd make me laugh. But the realization that I had is that the more often I saw him, the more I liked him, right? It's that familiar face. And you're like, okay, I know what to expect with him. Like he delivers good stuff. But the bigger realization that I had was not that it was a familiar face, but I don't think he's the funniest person in the world. Like his content is all about around being funny and entertaining you, but I don't find him to be the funniest person in the world. It's not like I'm dying at every piece of content. There's some pieces, like some TikToks that he posts, I'm like, ah, that was average, and I swipe past it. But that doesn't mean that I go and stop following him. Like I'm like, oh, I know he's gonna, like for the most part, he delivers good stuff. But it's not the most supreme, amazing, funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. It's just funny enough. And I appreciate him just enough as well, because it taps into my type of humor, right? Like I know some people would watch this stuff and you're like, this is stupid. And then there's a lot of people, some other people that would be like, this is hilarious. And I'm on that side of things. But I don't think it's the funniest thing in the world. And so the takeaway that I want you to take away from that and the realization that I had was, you don't have to be the number one person. You don't have to be the best when it comes to creating whatever technique you do or building the businesses or teaching people this or whatever else. Like you don't have to necessarily be the number one best who gives the best advice, the best content, the most ahas, the best tips, the most pretty lighting. You don't have to even be the prettiest person either to attract people. And so like all these different things that we feel like, oh, they just have a leg up on me because they're, you know, this and they look this way and they speak this way or whatever else. Like you don't have to be the best, but you have to be good enough, you know, just good enough to attract people's attention and just enough charisma, I guess is a good way to put it, for them to connect with you. And so that's all it is. And so it took a lot of pressure off of me realizing, like, again, I don't have to be super polished. I don't have to have all these different things. I can record a quick video after the gym and not overthink it. You know, I don't have to worry about, you know, stupid filters or whatever else, because I know people are looking for that genuine connection, because social media is going to take a big turn. This is the thing that I'm predicting. It's going to take a big turn, and it's already happening now, but it's just going to get more apparent next year. And from there on out is that people want that genuine connection. They're going to connect less with the influencer lifestyle where everything's perfect photo, it's photo ready kind of thing. Like people are going to get away from that and more with actual connection with people. And so if you feel like you can't truly be your authentic self, like kind of sit on that and see why you feel like that. What are you worried about? Are you worried about losing followers? Are you worried about what people are going to say? You know, you're worried about the trolls in the comments. Like dive deep into those things. And just remember, even if you get the random troll, they're moving on to the next thing to go get upset about or complain about. They've completely forgotten about you 15 seconds after they posted that comment. And so don't worry about them. That comes with the territory. The more that you reach people and connect with people, the more you're going to repel others. And that means that you're doing it right. Like if you're a little polarizing, then you're doing something right. So don't be afraid to be yourself. If you're weird and quirky, be weird and quirky, because you're going to attract those people that are wanting more weird and quirky things. If you're a little too serious, maybe you need a joke about how you're super serious, you know, and lighten things up, or, you know, just really tap into who you are and tap into your intuitive side of things. I think that's the other thing, is don't overthink it. We're constantly analyzing. We're like, okay, we see this person, they're being successful in this way, so I'm going to do that exactly in that way. But what we're missing is that the person that we're modeling after, yes, there are things that you can take away and then apply them in your own way that are really going to be beneficial. But the reason is if you try and like match them perfectly in their tone and their delivery and what they're talking about, whatever else, it's not going to be nearly as impactful as this other person was, because the reason is that they're tapping into this higher power, their intuition, they're energetically aligned with what they're talking about. And people can pick up on that, whether they realize it or not. They can pick up that this person's coming from a genuine spot, and they're like, oh, I like their ideas. I like the way they explain things, because it's genuine, and you know they're not mimicking anyone else. And so if you were to turn around and deliver the exact same message in the exact same way with the exact same tone and pacing, yada, 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 it wouldn't perform nearly as well, because it's not authentic to who you are. It's not authentic in the way that you think. Yes, you may agree with that person and how they're approaching things, but it's still not you necessarily. So find different ways to show up authentically. Find different ways for you to deliver a message that's unique to you, and go with your gut. If you're inspired to talk about something, jump on, pull out your phone and talk about it. Like, we have these phones constantly on us, so we have no excuse to not create this content. So going back to, you know, I'm removing barriers. Man, I know I'm all over the place, and sorry if this feels like kind of erratic, because it is a little erratic. So I remove the barriers of understanding, okay, I need a shower right away. I can't dilly-dally and, you know, expect to take a shower at 3 or 4 in the afternoon and then do a podcast or create content. Because by that point, I'm completely checked out and I need to utilize the times when I'm most effective during the day. So that was the first thing that I overcame. And I'm creating a new habit by doing that and anchoring it to my habit that I've already created by going to the gym. And then the second thing is that I can show up more authentically. I don't have to do these super polished things to have results that I'm looking for and to attract people. So I can create content much easier by just pulling out my phone, not worrying about editing it, and just coming out and speaking from the heart, speaking from my gut, speaking from my intuition, and delivering something valuable to you. So anytime I get a random burst of inspiration, I'm just pulling out my phone, I'm talking to you guys, and then I've created my content. And so like, it's easier to like, oh, I can bust out 3 of these videos in a day. And so I don't even have to create content necessarily every single day, even though that's what I'm pushing myself to do, is go to the gym, shower, create a piece of content, and go from there, right? And then, you know, all the other aspects of my business are basically done, because I've got my launch strategy. I've got my calendar of when I'm doing these different promotions and when I need to run ads and then when I need to start talking about it in social media or whatever else. Like, that's all figured out. I just hit my mic, sorry. So that's all figured out. So now I can just fill in the gaps around it. And that's me creating the brand. That's me showing up. That's me building that connection. And that's me getting my face out there to more people. And so that's the direction that I see things. And that's maybe something that you should focus on. Maybe for 2023, you need to make a goal for yourself to be more authentic and to connect people on a deeper level. I know this is hard. This is hard for me too, because I thought I was pretty authentic, but again, there's layers to this. I'm realizing that I was modeling after people a little too closely. I wasn't I would sprinkle my personality in there a little bit, but not entirely. So tap into your intuition, tap into what you feel like your audience needs, and then deliver that. However that looks like, if it's weird and crazy and you have all types of filters or weird lighting or whatever else, because that gives you a creative outlet and it brings you joy, then do it. Don't worry about whatever else. But also, the next thing I want to add to that is give it time. Give yourself enough time of doing things a little bit differently and give yourself a long enough runway to actually see if it's going to benefit your business. And that's what I'm doing. And that's why I'm like, just imagine if you posted a piece of content every single day for a year. What would that mean for your business? because not only are you posting content and getting your name out there, but you're improving your skills. You're improving your communication. You're seeing what works and what attracts people. You're getting data points, and you can use those data points to make more educated decisions. Like, that's powerful right there. And so by having 365 pieces of data to work off of, you see what topics your audience is resonating with. You see what things they're struggling with. You can create a deeper connection with them because they're, you know, hopefully they're going to start commenting on your stuff and asking questions. And then you can answer those questions with more content, right? Like, it's feeding into that ecosystem and it's building itself up. Because I found the people that are the most successful, think about it. The people that are the most successful that you look up to in your industry, in your niche, they're showing up consistently and they're able to create content, and they're able to create content in a way that connects with their ideal audience. They speak to their pains, they speak to their mistakes, and they speak to the desires of where they want to go. So if anything, if you're going to model after anything, model after how much content they're creating and do the same for yourself and do whatever you can to remove any barriers that are stopping you from being successful. If you need to shower earlier in the day like I am and get as much done before noon that you can, have that be your goal. If you only have an hour or two at night when you put the baby down, understand that's your time to go and, you know, have things laid out beforehand so you can hit the ground running. Like, if you like, oh, I want to wear this during my TikTok or my Instagram reel, like this outfit, have it laid out beforehand so you're removing those barriers, right? Have your tripod already set up. Have these different things ready to go. So once, you know, baby goes down to bed, you can bust that out as quickly as possible. You know, figure out where you're at, figure out what constraints you have to work within, and understand, again, what is stopping you? What excuses are you allowing for you to not get closer to your goals? The more that you do this, the better habits you're gonna build, and then you can just start building off of those habits. You can anchor one habit to the next, and anchor that to another habit, and to another habit, until you're a machine. An emotional machine. Let's say that. We don't want to be emotionless. Like, we want to, you know, experience the human experience to its fullest, which is full of its ups and downs and emotions and everything else like that. So that was my thought. That's where I think things are going in the future, is that it's all about more about authentic connection, because people they're getting smarter. They're getting more in tune. They're whether they realize it or not, they're able to intuitively know if someone has their best interests in mind. And they're going to be looking for more ways to connect with those people. And guys, next year, like, economically, I think is going to be harder for a lot of people. And because it's going to be harder for a lot of people, they're going to be looking for solutions. They're going to be looking for people to lead them and help them better their financial circumstances. And that's why if you're in a position to serve people and show up as a leader and have an online course that's going to benefit them to improve their skills, to improve their business, to help them make more money, you're positioning yourself in a really unique and really opportunistic place. So you can make the most out of that, because you're not only going to help your own financial situation, right? Like, you can't help anyone if you can't help yourself first and you're at a good baseline. But so not only are you going to help yourself out financially, but you're also going to help these people out as well, right? Like, it's a very mutual relationship. You're both benefiting. And so, guys, just keep that in mind. Like, this next year, like, things are going to be kind of tilted on their head. And if you haven't been through a recession before, like, buckle up. The last one that happened, I had just graduated high school, so I really didn't feel it to the full extent either. You know, I wasn't, you know, off on my own necessarily. I didn't have my own business. So, like, things are different. Things are different now. But just know that hard times create strong men, and easy times create weak men. And we've had easy times, you know, going on for this while. And so we're not the strongest mentally and emotionally, but that's going to change things. And because we're going to be in that situation again, people are going to be looking to someone to lead them and show them, like, hey, things are okay. This is the direction that we're going. These are the steps that we're going to take so you can stop feeling this pain, so you can stop feeling that strain financially or whatever else, right? So just keep that in mind. People are going to be looking for leaders here in the next little bit. And this is your call to actually step up and be the leader that your audience needs. So with that being said, guys, I love you. You're great. You're fantastic. I hope you enjoy the rest of your week. And thank you for listening to the Beauty Brand Launchpad Podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Beauty Brand Launchpad podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, feel free to take a screenshot and share and tag me in your Instagram stories. And make sure you subscribe and leave a review. Every like, review, and share helps spread the Beauty Brand Launchpad message and is greatly appreciated. Thank you so much, and I'll see you on the next episode.